Om Shanti. 15th May 2019, Wednesday. Today's slogan. Those who are full of all attainments are constantly cheerful and happy, for they have the fortune of happiness. Those who are full of all attainments are constantly cheerful and happy, for they have the fortune of happiness. So we have heard these three words multiple times. Attainments, fortune and treasures. Time and again, Baba has said in many mudlis, keep on remembering your treasures, keep on remembering your fortune, and keep on remembering the attainment. Make the list of your attainment. Keep the attainment in front of your eyes. When you forget your attainments, that time you become depressed. When you forget that what you have attained from Baba, automatically one sinks into abysmal depression. So, to remember what we have got, to remember what we have rather than focusing on what we do not have. The greatest cause of sorrow in the world is focusing on what is not present, while we forget what is there. So if you just think, reflect, what all the things I have got from Baba. And this is something which is to be done in absolute silence and in solitude. Because the more you churn this knowledge, the more powerful you become. It's not the knowledge that makes one powerful. It is the churning of knowledge that makes one powerful. That's why in today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, you all go to exhibitions, you explain exhibition there. But when you come back from exhibitions, throughout the day you should be churning knowledge. Otherwise you will not be called the master ocean of knowledge. If you are not churning this knowledge, and when you do not have the thoughts about your treasures, that time you have the tendency to yawn. Yawning, Ubasi. Baba said, those who are happy, those who are constantly thinking of the treasures, those who are constantly in remembrance, those who are earning all the time, they will never have yawning. So you are the one, only the bankrupt will yawn. You are not the bankrupt one, rather you are the one who are filled with all the treasures. So keep on thinking of what treasures I have got. Keep on thinking of what all things I have from Baba. To wake up in the morning and to have a powerful Amrit Vela, this itself is a treasure that we have got. To attain the classes of Gyan and Yoga is itself a treasure. To attain the Murli class is itself a treasure. Throughout the day, to be in the company of Brahmins itself is a treasure. About Brahma Bhojan, there is one complete paragraph in today's Murli on Brahma Bhojan. Prepare the food in remembrance and your food will have power. So preparing food in remembrance and eating food in remembrance makes one powerful. Seva makes one powerful, Baba said. So Baba challenges, is there someone who can say that he will prepare food in remembrance? So this Brahma Bhojan itself is a fortune, itself is a treasure, itself is an attainment. To have the thoughts of efforts itself is an attainment. to churn, to think of one's weakness and to plan about removing them itself is a treasure. To have such a divine intellect, the most important treasure that we have got in the Brahmin life is the divine intellect. An intellect that sees through things, an intellect which discriminates, an intellect which judges, an intellect which discerns things, an intellect which can imbibe things, memorize things, rationalize things, all the 8-7 functions of intellect. So, to have divine intellect is definitely a treasure. So, Baba is saying, keep on thinking of your attainments, your fortune, your treasures. When you think of your treasures, automatically you feel happy. Even if suppose a man is there and he doesn't have a single rupee in his pocket, but in his bank account there are 50 lakh. So he remains happy. Why? Because he knows that everything is deposited. I can withdraw whenever I want. That's why he's happy. So when you have money in the world life, one remains happy. Here also, our spiritual money, spiritual currency is Gyan. So Gyan is the greatest currency. Gyan is the greatest amount, wealth, which we have got in this life. Fortune, for making one fortune, people go to so many people. They go to fortune teller, that tarot card, and so many other things. They go to astrologers to know their fortunes. They try so hard to build their fortunes. Here, Baba has given us as the pen. You can stretch the line of your fortune as much as possible. It all depends on you. For example, this new day. This morning is with me. Now what I do with this day? Somebody was asking me the other day, what I should do if it is not in my fortune to do Purusharth? If attaining great position in Satyug is not in my fortune, then why should I do efforts? What is the answer? In Satyug I am not going to get a very great post. Why should I do effort now? Or am I going to have the same problem every 5,000 years? The same struggle? The same coming late in Gyan, the same opposition from family members. What I should do? In fact, there are two dramas. People use drama in a wrong way. There is a smaller drama, small d. There is a bigger drama, big D. This drama is in my hand. When I wake up in the morning, it's all in my hand what I do with this day. Should I waste this in gossips? Should I waste the time in all the digital distractions? Or should I churn knowledge? Baba said in today's Murli very strong statement. Keep on churning the knowledge and you will have Baba's remembrance. If you remember knowledge, you will automatically remember him also. So one is his knowledge and another is Baba. Keep on remembering his knowledge. You automatically start remembering him. You do not waste time. So it all depends on me what I do with this day. For example, doing Amrit Vela and then going to sleep. This is one option. Other option is doing Amrit Vela and churning knowledge afterwards, or planning, or going for walk or exercise. What I do out of all the options I have with me? Should I waste my time? If I do everything, the result would be what actions I am doing after Amrit Vela. I am going to sleep. I am going to the digital world. I am wasting my time in some other thing. What I am doing, it all depends. So that's why there are two dramas. You can don't bring this bigger drama. The bigger drama is to be used only for the past, which is done. This drama is in your hand. This is not in your hand. This is in my hand. I know what I have to do today. I will decide that I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to engage in any gossips. I want to keep my mind up, because below is the ocean of gossips, is the ocean of parchintan and pardarshan. What I have to do with that? And it has always been there in the world. So, remember two dramas, small drama and bigger drama. Small drama is in my hand. Bigger drama, it's okay. But bigger drama will get influenced by small drama. So, Baba is saying, remember your attainments, prapti, treasures, khazane, your fortunes, bhagya. So the moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. You get fat. The moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. So they talk about 9 fortunes, 9 treasures in the path of devotions. Navanidhi. 9. Nidhi. Nidhi means treasure. And the greatest treasure we have is Jnana. But this will not become treasure unless and until you churn those points of knowledge. This should become treasure means you should use it practically every day. Churning knowledge, thinking knowledge, reading knowledge, discussing knowledge, talking about knowledge, relating this knowledge to others and writing different points of knowledge. And then utilizing this knowledge in your day-to-day life. All these things have to be done. Then this knowledge will become, this Jnana will become treasure, otherwise not. And then there are virtues. Divya Gun. There are 4 types of bhattis. One is Jnana Bhatti, another is Yog Bhatti. Third is this. Virtues, bhatti of virtues, and 4th is seva bhatti. So there are so many virtues. Take any virtue and work on that for 1 week. For example, tolerance, how much I tolerate. So 7-day bhatti only on sahan shilta. On tolerance. Let me see what happens. In today's blessing, Baba said, even if somebody insults you, somebody nurtures jealousy for you, grudge against you, still you shower what? Love. Because you are angel. An angel is somebody who is giving all the time, who is the master ocean of love. So no matter what others do, it has nothing to do with your stage. So you can take any virtue for that matter and work on it throughout the day. Virtues and then powers. We have 8 powers. Not just 8. The list is very big. More than 60 or 80. Somebody had sent a list of 80 powers. So power is only one. Just as electricity is one. But the same electricity, when it flows through tube light, it becomes light. And the same electricity, if it flows through fan, it will give us air. So when you are feeling hot, light will not do. You need air. Cooler, or you need fan, or when there is a darkness, you need light. But current is only one. There is just one Ishwariya Shakti, one godly power, not 2 or 3 or 8. This is for our understanding that we have converted them into 8. Otherwise, there is only one power. So when you work on powers, automatically all powers will come unto you, not just one power. It's not that one power has come, others are not coming. Automatically all powers will come, because there is only one power, not many. current is only one, it is manifested in eight forms. So, work on powers. For example, power to pack up, power to withdraw. Just like that tortoise, Baba says you should have the power to pack up, power to withdraw, power to tolerate, power to accommodate, like the ocean, power to tolerate like the tree, you tolerate everything, power to cooperate just as everybody is lifting up the mountains, power to descend, power to decide. So all the powers, invoke the powers, all the powers come upon me, all the powers are coming up unto me. So this is the third treasure of fortune and attainment. How to invoke powers? Invoke means Avahan. You can invoke powers. In Mahabharata, and there is one character, Kunti. She served her guru, Durvasa, and he became happy with her. And he gave her Devhuti Mantra. In that Devhuti Mantra, you can invoke any god or goddesses, and that person will come in front of you. So we also have one mantra. Which is that? Manmanabhava. So with the Manmanabhava mantra, invoke God. Invoke God. And He will come and He will give all the powers. So for invocation, you need mantra. Without mantra, they will not come. So invoke, chant the mantra, and they will come and they will fill you the with power. And once they come, they cannot go without power. They have to give some power or something. So invoking powers. And then next is happiness. Happiness is a treasure. What are the things that make me unhappy? Why do I become unhappy? And most often, we will find that we are unhappy because of our own reasons. Not a single person in this world can make me unhappy. I am unhappy because I am responsible for my own happiness. My unhappiness is self-created, self-generated. It has not come from others. It has not come from place. It has not come from circumstances. It has not come from anything from outside. My unhappiness, my sorrow is self-generated. When this realization comes, that time only one can get rid of unhappiness. So, happiness is a treasure. And to work on happiness, one must find out the causes of unhappiness. A list of causes or triggers of unhappiness. Then purity is another treasure. Fifth is purity. Purity is a treasure. A great treasure. In today's Murli also, Baba said there would be a lot of obstruction. You will have a lot of obstacles in this path. Because this is the path of purity. Lust is your greatest enemy. But you have to go ahead. Complete purity. 100% purity. Baba wants that. Baba doesn't love those children who are less in purity. You may have less intellect. It's okay. You may be poor. It's okay. But there is not a single Murli, whether Sakar or Avyakt, where Baba is very liberal or he had lenient on the topic of purity. He is always very strict in all the Sakar Murlis, in all the Avyakta Murlis. There was a brother in Madhuban, and long back in 70s, he is here only also, comes in classes. So when he was going and one sister was ahead, he asked that sister, "Where are you from?" There was a sister going, BK's sister, some teacher. The brother was behind and he asked her, where are you from? So Didi Manmohini was behind. She asked that brother, do you want to marry her? What is your concern? Mind your own business. Why you want to know where is she from? So, purity is the greatest, one of the greatest treasure. Then time. If you destroy time, time will destroy you one day. And don't waste time. This is the most important treasure. Find out time wasters. Find out energy drainers. Find out what is that which wastes my time the most, and block all those loops, holes, bottlenecks, cracks, so time is the most important treasure. And then sankalp, thought. Sankalp is not thought, but what is the difference between sankalp and vichar? What is the difference between sankalp and vichar? So what is the difference between vichar and sankalp? Sankalp means powerful thought, and vichar means thought. What is sankalp? What is sankalp? Is there any difference, or thoughts and sankalp is same? What is a sankalp? What is the difference? Which we create, that is also, which are also we create. Okay, but sankalp has more to do with taking oath. Sankalp is filled with determination. Sankalp is filled with power. Sankalp we create. Sankalp thoughts are coming and going on their own. But out of those thoughts, we take one and we make it. And that is like an oath, like a pledge, like pratigya. That is known as sankalp. So, sankalp is a very higher word in the language. So, sankalp means powerful thoughts, determined thoughts, very elevated thoughts, thoughts which are combined with pledge. Such thoughts are our treasure. So, sankalp is a treasure. And then, blessing is a treasure. Duae. That's also blessing. And then, happiness done. And then, elevated karma is a treasure. Elevated karma. Elevated actions is a treasure in Brahmin life. And then, nine finished? I think finished. Seven? Okay. And then, contentment is a treasure. Contentment is one of the greatest treasures of Brahmin life. Those who are contented, they are happy and they are very powerful. Then those who have money and who have everything and yet they are discontented, they are the poorest people in the world. Those who are poor and yet content, they are very, very happy. So, so contentment is one of the treasures. So, sankalp is one. Gyan, first gyan, then gun, then powers, then time, then purity, then happiness, then blessings, then elevated karmas and contentment. So they are the different treasures of Brahmin life. So Baba said, keep on thinking of treasures, keep on thinking of this fortunes, and keep on thinking of all your attainments. So that is today's slogan. Those who are full of attainments are constantly cheerful and happy, for they have the fortune of happiness. Om Shanti.